have a secret. It'll come out in a bit. I was living in Birmingham, Alabama, which is a lot like Baltimore in a way, except they never had a John Waters to canonize it. And so it's kind of the armpit of the South. It's like this post-industrial wasteland, which is ripe for seedy ventures. And my friend of a while came back to town. He was a liberal arts East Coast dropout and was looking for work. And so he started working at this like all-natural foods co-op, but he had this other secret job. And it was at this place called the XXX Screening Room. I was really excited because I'd never been there, but I'd always wanted to go. I was kind of afraid. And he told me, he's like, yeah, man, I work the night shift. I practically run the place. Come hang out with me sometime. So I did. And then I kept coming back because it was just right for all kinds of people watching, people that would like go for like 15 minutes and then like come back and feed the meter. And just like, you know, there was just all kinds of characters that walked in and out of there. But we would get really bored and they were playing like porn on like three screens. The lobby also sold videos and stuff like that. And there's like in the lobby, they're playing porn on like the different TV screens. And then there's like one screen because obviously the person that's working there is not watching it. It's like working at like Baskin Robbins. You like get sick of the ice cream. And he's like watching daytime television. It's like Judge Judy. And like one day I decide, you know what? Like he's probably sick of watching Judge Judy. I'm going to bring this karaoke video that I made when I was like 12. And I was like this like fat kid. I was wearing like Panama Jack and like Reebok pumps, had this bowl haircut. And I do this like lip sync blue screen video to En Vogue's Never Gonna Get It. And I thought like it would be the perfect thing to share. Like everybody loves it. It was like I made it at a mall. It was sponsored by Stridex. And I was like really excited to show it to him. So like I'm trying to like get it into like this VCR. That's how long ago it was. And it won't work. The one on like the with the Judge Judy like on top of like the rusted vending machine won't work. So I was like, you're not watching this gay porn, are you? And he was like, no. I'm like, all right. So I take the gay porn video out and I put it in the screen. And like, there I am, you know, like in the, you know, early 90s garb. And I'm like lip syncing to En Vogue, doing the Running Man. And like, he's like losing it. Like, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I love showing this to my friends. Everybody thinks it's funny. He's like, that's not why I'm laughing. I said, why are you laughing? He's like, this is playing in the game porn theater right now. He's like, you just probably screwed some old man's world up. Some Southern Baptist preacher and his like altar boy. And I was like, or made their day. Thank you.